Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Sensex and Nifty remained largely flat on Wednesday. Both fell by less than 0.1% during trading hours yesterday. It's difficult to keep the Adani Group out of news cycle. More than a year and a half after it was accused of various irregularities by US-based short seller Hindenburg Research, we are back at it again. The markets regulator SEBI sent a show cause notice to Hindenburg and its financial partner accusing their report of being sensationalist and profit-oriented. Hindenburg fired back and denied SBI's accusations, calling it, and I quote, nonsense. Hindenburg added that SEBI's report was premeditated and the research firm stood by its report. Varun Sood outlines the entire saga and explains the notices and responses between SEBI, Adani and Hindenburg. It's incredibly easy to get a loan these days. Fintech apps have bought in the buy now, pay later revolution, which means that you can order a pizza for dinner tonight and pay for it in the next 3 months without any interest. But Indians aren't just borrowing small amounts. Home, car, and education loans have been disbursed at the highest volume since 2008. Vivek Kaul points out a glaring contrast between borrowing and spending data. We're borrowing more than ever, and spending less. Private consumption today stands at just 8.5%, the slowest in two decades. Vivek answers why this dichotomy has taken place and how the Indian economy is getting affected by such a pattern. While fintechs have more business than ever, their voracious potential for growth is only limited by one possibility – regulation. Priyamvada C. and Mansi Verma team up to report that India's fintech companies want clarity on such regulations. They want hassle-free licensing and provisions for financial inclusion. Fintech players told Priyamvada and Mansi that a clear framework would help in streaming their work. For example, currently a fintech has to apply for multiple licenses to offer their services. They claim that they could be making much more progress and digitizing more of India's finances if they had such a framework to adhere to. It's July, which means that it's the rainy season for most of India. While the season officially starts in June, this year's progress has been slow. This is bad news for India's agriculture sector, which completes much of the sowing for its Kharif crops this month. A slow or insufficient monsoon can spell disaster for the country's economy, writes Harsha Jeetmalani. She points out the concerns around inflation in June and a cascading effect on rural incomes. India needs rural demand to rise, and a poor monsoon won't help with that. July also means that it's tax season. The deadline to file your income tax returns is July 31st. Unfortunately, the process isn't easy. There are a lot of forms to choose from, and one might get confused. Sasha Ningtongkong Cham weaves a nice narrative to explain the different kinds of forms and which ones would be appropriate for your type of income. Remember, missing the 31st July deadline can lead to a penalty of 5,000 rupees. I'd recommend you read this story if you still had doubts on filing your IT returns. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We are eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.